Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
The golden age of America begins right now. From this day forward, our country will flourish and be respected again all over the world. We will be the envy of every nation, and we will not allow ourselves to be taken advantage of any longer. During every single day of the Trump administration, I will very simply put America first.
I am hard, but I am fair.
Good morning, motivator.
From now on, you will speak only when spoken to.
Take the hill. We got a long week.
All right, Jesse Jane Duff is on the phone with us this morning. And Jesse Jane, if Donald Trump is not tired after yesterday, you have no excuse. That guy was like an Energizer bunny.
Oh, it's amazing. I will say, though, that every Trump supporter who attended any of these events deserves to be tired because the frigid temperatures that they were waiting in. I will tell you, just to get into the Liberty Ball, my Veterans for Trump, the two men that I had come to the ball with me with their wives and a couple friends of theirs, it was literally 20-something degrees. They were out there over 3 hours.
Wow.
Waiting.
To get in the ball.
It was just to get into the ball. And when they finally got in, there were still people coming in up to an hour later, and you could tell just by the looks on their faces that they were just mortified. Most of the women may have had, some of them had coats on, but many of them had put a wrap on or some kind of, they didn't realize the line was going to go up five blocks, down another block, and up another five blocks up into the entrance area. It was astronomically bone-chilling beyond words. It was like being in a meat freezer. So I would dare to say that the people who had to wait in those lines, and I'm sure the Capital One Arena had their own lines. There was somebody who told me got up at 2:30 a.m. to get over there for the inauguration event, just for the doors to open. He was in the first 500, but look how early he had to be there.
Yeah.
So it was not for the faint at heart. And going to a ball, you're not wearing your thermals. You know, you're not.
No.
You're not wearing your Alaskan attire. Men are out there in tuxedos and coats, but those coats are, you know. Anyway, but to say that, getting back to the topic at hand, no, he is brilliant. He's amazing. And he's had this well planned so that on day one, he could make an impact. Right away, we saw a border being closed down right, you know, immediately. We saw that the app that the DHS uses that allowed people to apply for this clemency, where they basically could come over, make an appointment to be reviewed for, you know, the
for amnesty, yeah.
Speaking. Amnesty, they shut that part down of the app, immediately making changes. And the J6 prisoners, many of them, whether you agree with J6 or not, the extent the law took to them was so overwhelming that people that normally would have maybe received 6 months or a year were sentenced to 5 years. We know the Proud Boys guy who was never even there. Sedition and conspiracy. He was commuted. He was given a 20-year sentence and was never even there for an email that he did not open up that the FBI was trying to allege was the plan for the conspiracy. By the way, going on, one of the men pardoned had committed suicide. He hadn't even gone to prison yet. He was so scared. He was in his early 20s, and he hung himself. So, you know, there's a lot to be said about his first day.
Jesse Jane, I'm going to have Carl bring up some audio here. Marco Rubio just got sworn in as Secretary of State. Can you hear that, Carl?
President J.D. Vance. Marco Rubio, just as a note, he won unanimous support.
Sounds like CNN. That's okay. But he just got sworn in, so that's now official. J.D. Vance swore him in, and we have a Secretary of State
unanimous
who understands that it's incredible. America first, right?
Absolutely. And Marco Rubio has been on the forefront of also fighting for the persecuted Christians. Many people don't realize they're one of the most persecuted groups in the entire world. In parts of Africa still where there's people, you often see priests being kidnapped, nuns being kidnapped, killed, people, villages being brutalized, Boko Haram, other terrorist organizations that just basically rampage across Christians. You look at the Christians that have been pushed out of the Middle East, and many of the sacred cities, even in Syria right now, are under threat with this new regime. Bashar al-Assad was just changing hats with another devil. So you essentially have, you know, pick the devil you want to be under in some of these countries. And many of these Christians have lost so many generations of history because they've had to be forced out where Christianity essentially started.
Right. Trump's not wasting any time. I see that now he's set to make some massive infrastructure announcement, and it's sounding like there could be a 4 p.m. presser today to announce that.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And look what he's already doing and releasing, making sure that we start drilling again, making sure that Alaska has, I mean, everybody moved to Alaska for one reason, right? You know, it really was the energy gold rush of the 20th and 21st century up there in Alaska. And he's enabled us to start drilling again in our own country, making sure that we have, he says, we're walking on this liquid gold right here. We have more energy here than many countries in the Middle East. We shouldn't be so dependent. And getting that energy release goes to the economy. Look at your egg prices right now. What did they kill? Some 60 million chickens, you know, because of this flu. We're going to not see this freaking insanity that the Biden administration was putting upon this country, to a point where our food prices had escalated, where eggs were already 30% higher. Now I dare to say they're probably 100% higher. You know, everything, because it's based on energy. You cannot have a productive economy if you cannot afford the products and services in which you are needing, and then you become dependent upon foreign entities to provide these services to you. And meanwhile, Americans are not employed because their energy has been shut off. So it's such a backwards concept that the Biden administration had. It was literally the worst administration ever. There's more to be coming. I dare to say we got to stay glued to television, because there's a lot of things that they put in place that have absolutely reversed, that the damages are horrific that President Trump has to fight.
Well, Jesse Jane, it's going to be a great week.
Yes, absolutely. It is. It's going to be a wonderful week. Take the hill, everybody. We won. Our flag is finally planted again.
That's awesome. Jesse Jane, we'll talk to you soon. Jesse Jane Duff, you can check her out on X or jessejaneduff.com.
Get more at 971talk.com.